You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
El Huddle is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Dímelo, mi gente. We have such an exciting treat for you. Today, we're going to talk to the fabulous artist that will be performing pregame before the Super Bowl. That is Reba McEntire, Post Malone, and Andra Day.
Kev and I are so excited and just hype to get into this interview. We've been sort of chatting like little kids backstage because we remember when we got the call that said we were doing this interview. Mm-hmm. So we were imagining, what was it like for each of you when you got the call that said you're going to be performing in the pregame for the Super Bowl? And it's the first time for each of you. Ms. Reba, I'll start with you.
Well, when I got the call from my manager, Justin McIntosh, he said, I got an offer for you. I said, okay, what is it? He said, no, I can't tell you until Rex gets on the phone with you. Rex Atlanta is my yes. boyfriend. And I said, well, that's very strange. And I said, okay, he's sitting right here. What is it? And he said, well, you've got an offer to sing the national anthem at the Super Bowl. And I said, well, and Rex said, she'll do it. Absolutely. Where does she have to be and what time?
That's right.
We'll be there. And I'm like, well, did you? No, you're going to do it. So he was very excited, and I got excited. But in that 2 seconds, you know, you're thinking, what am I going to wear? Mm-hmm. What is mm-hmm. it going to entail? What do I have to do to be prepared? Right. So, no, he answered for me. And so, yeah, here I am.
I love it. What about for you, Andra?
Yes. I don't remember what I was doing or where I was, because that's just how my memory works. So I just remember in the moment, my managers had been talking to me about it for a while and the possibility of doing it. And then we finally got the call that was like, oh my gosh, you're going to do it. And I remember a similar thing immediately in the moment. I was like, I'm nervous right now for something that doesn't happen until February. I was just like, it was November, and I was like, oh my God, what am I going to do? They're like, you have months to prepare, and you'll be
and
fine.
And to be nervous.
But that's real.
Like, relax, you know what I mean?
It'd have been better if they had just said, would you do it last week?
Right. And I could just go on the momentum.
So it's easier not to know than knowing?
I think.
Yeah.
The anticipation, I mean.
Yeah, the anticipation.
Oh my gosh.
Sure, yeah. But I was excited. I was very excited, yeah.
Reba, you brought up outfits, and I was like, I don't have to worry about this. I just grab clothes.
Okay.
You just grab them?
What about for you?
You have all of these sets just in your closet. You're
rude.
Just like, matching sets, I got it. I'm in your closet. Okay, cool.
If only.
Right.
Post, what about when the call came for you?
I thought it was a meme.
No.
But no, it absolutely wasn't. And I was like, all right, yeah, I'll do it. And yeah, I was like, Same thing. So nervous. I wish, last week. Would you have done it last week? Yeah, absolutely. I already did it. That was great. But yeah, it's, you don't even really like, now that it's actually like happening, mm-hmm. it's like, I wasn't nervous until 2 days ago.
Now it's real.
Right. Yes. So it just, because I initially, I was like, you might want to double check that. They might have to call like, someone cool to do it. But I'm very honored and very excited to do it. And not nervous one bit. So.
Good.
That's okay.
That's
what I'm saying. In terms of like, being a player, I've always been like, all right, let's get the national anthem over so I can go play football, right?
Ouch.
But don't do that. The older I get, like, it's changed. Now I'm like, I enjoy the theatrics of it all. I'm like,
you
know, the fighter plane flies over, the national anthem. So now I'm like locked in. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yep, this is my go time.
Oh, yeah.
So you guys start that off, and we'd be like, now I'm starting to listen to them. I'm going back and I'm listening to all these things. So listening to these national anthems, you realize that Whitney Houston is widely recognized, right? Probably right. Like the tops.
Most iconic.
Greatest at national anthem, performance of all time. In 10 seconds, give us your two top anthem performances.
Yeah.
Is top two?
Yeah, if you have two. Or even like your top one.
Okay. What's the favorite one? Yeah.
My favorite ones, well, Whitney. I love Chris Stapleton.
Mm-hmm.
I love the way he did it. He's so soulful. Yeah. Garth. Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, Kelly.
Lady Gaga.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Take them all.
Love that red. That's so good. You know, they're not going to, you know, it's a real honor, but it's a lot of stress because of the people who have gone before you.
Yeah.
Right.
You got to make them proud.
Yeah, that's fair.
A lot of stress. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We're not going to talk about it.
Yeah.
Right. We hope that by the end of this, you guys will feel a lot less nervous.
Absolutely.
It's kind of like your therapy session.
Right. We all needed it a little bit.
Do you see the calm orange? Like,
yeah.
Don't you?
That is. You're right. It is happy, right?
Andrew, what about for you?
I mean, Whitney. You know what I mean? That's definitely the top. I also, right, just at the Super Bowl. Yes, got it. Yeah, definitely Whitney. Chris Stapleton too, huge fan. I think he's amazing. Beyonce was amazing.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
those are definitely my favorites, top favorites. I just gotta throw it in there. I'm sorry. Please. I also heard it was not at the Super Bowl, but Jasmine Sullivan
recently
did, Lift Every Voice and Sing. She is like your favorite singer's favorite singer. Mm-hmm. Like, she's amazing. So everything she does inspires me. So that's one of my favorite, regardless of the arena, for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Say Whitney and Reba.
Yeah, boom.
Well played. Well played. Love that.
That's a different one. I heard Zach Wilde do it in Japan, and it was badass.
Wow.
Okay, now everyone's Googling.
It was really, really. It's just like a little segment of the solo, but it was really, really.
That's
really
cool. Well,
so I appreciate it. Like ripping a guitar.
100%. Yeah. Yes.
It's crazy.
Something about me growing up, I feel like I'm growing up mentally as well. Like, you know, I'm not able to appreciate it.
This is good for you. This moment is
I'm proud of you.
For you too, right?
I'm proud of you. Yeah. Yeah.
My growth is real.
Well, since we're there and we're examining things, we know how much this not weighs on you guys, but you carry it with so much pride. When you think of the audience and how they receive it, this is one of those moments where everyone's like, it's starting, right? Post, what do you want the audience to feel from your performance?
Oh, I don't know. Happy, excited, get everybody ready to go. I don't know. I kind of went with, mine's pretty stripped back.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just kind of me singing a song.
Yeah.
So it's just a song everyone knows and a song everyone loves. And I don't know. I don't want to, like, personal, I guess, or, you know, whatever, because we know I'm not the best singer. But I don't know. What?
Who knows that? Who said that?
What?
I don't know. Thank you very much.
Excuse me? I'm like, what?
You're on a national platform.
Y'all.
I get what you're saying. I hear you. I hear you.
I'm super nasal. It's weird.
But I guess.
Period.
Heartfelt. Heartfelt and really just because I care. So,
yeah,
you know,
of course.
And that's the most important thing to me.
Andrew?
Yeah, I mean, that's a fantastic answer. I care, you know?
Yeah.
So I think what I want people to, you know, I mean, this particular song, you know, is definitely from the archives, right, of our culture and of our ancestors. And I think it's really, you know, obviously we hear the word representation used a lot, but I think it is important, you know? And I think what I want people to feel, for me, spiritually, I want people to feel God. That's with every performance, you know? That's, you know, I want people to feel, and whatever that means for them in that moment, you know?
Right.
And I want people to feel, you know, like obviously I'm not unaware that there are split opinions in how people feel about me singing this song. But, you know, I would like people to kind of move those things from their heart and really just take a moment to pause and to choose love and to choose togetherness in the moment. Because you can, I think you can choose peace or you can choose turmoil or stress or anxiety. And so I think if people allow, you know, themselves to be quiet and allow the spirit to speak, allow the moment to speak, then I think we'll have a really beautiful moment of, you know, togetherness and love and those things.
So, I love that. What about for you, Reba? What do you want the audience to feel from your performance?
Well, there's a lot of division. There's a lot of separation. There's a lot of different opinions. But when we step up and sing these songs, let's kind of forget all that crap. Mm-hmm. Let's join together and be grateful and thankful. Thankful for all the people who have done what they have done to ensure our peace, to ensure our freedom. Mm-hmm. Let's join together on something. And when is a better time than at the Super Bowl? With three vocalists getting out there, bearing our heart and our soul, and singing our little hearts out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true.
Man, that makes a lot of sense. Reba, for you, I'm just gonna keep it real, right?
Okay, dope.
Growing up, I knew Reba McEntire because of the TV show, right? Uh-huh. Mom's favorite TV show growing up. Aww. Reba was always on, you know, in that time
it's
era.
It's still always on.
The show growing up, it was like Fresh Prince was our show. Yeah. Reba was her mm-hmm. show. We're watching, you know, you're catching both vibes there. Spanning multiple generations, like how does that make you feel, or to have a fan base that does truly span multiple generations? Like, mom has attachment, I have attachment.
Yeah.
Kids will probably throw on a song one day and we'll just be jamming. How does it make you feel to have that? What does it mean to you to have a fan base that spans multiple generations?
Very grateful, very thankful, very appreciative. Somebody said, what's your fan base age? I said, 2 to 82, I guess.
There you go.
Because, you know, this is a full circle for me singing the national anthem. Mm-hmm. I got my start singing the national anthem in 1974. Mm. 50 years later, that was at the National Finals Rodeo. Here we are at the Super Bowl. Mm. And National Finals Rodeo is kind of the Super Bowl for the rodeo people. Yeah, yeah. And so here I am, so honored, so grateful to get to sing the national anthem at the Super Bowl. So it's been a lot of years, 50, and I am just beyond grateful.
Yeah, it's a blessing.
It's a big deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Big deal. I am not taking it for granted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's great.
You know, post earlier, you said how it's like, it's just me singing a song.
Yes, ma'am.
Stripping it down, all of that. And then I think of Lift Every Voice and Sing and the national anthem. And I think for the two of you, it's making it your own, right? Just like Post is talking about America the Beautiful. How have you navigated that pressure of making it your own, but being true to the song that everybody loves in a moment like this? And I'll start with you, Reba.
Well, I want everybody to sing along with
me.
So if I do a little, you know, everybody's going, well, because she's going to be finished here in a minute.
We love a riff.
The best part is, I can't do that.
I got to go right there with it. But, you know, I want everybody to sing along, enjoy it, not be taken out of the moment. Wonder why she did that. You know, where is she going with this? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And, you know, everybody's thinking, how long is it going to be? Is it going to be a fast one? Is it going to be slow? Mm-hmm. And I thought it'd be kind of funny. Started out real slow and they're going, oh, no. Jazz it up real fast.
But keep them on their toes.
To invoke emotions, that's what the artists do.
True.
There you go. I guess
Andrew was talking off about it. Just bring that all out, all up on the pitch.
Started off going, oh, say, and everybody going, oh my gosh, it's going to be over. It's going to be under.
There's over unders on.
I'm sure. That,
there's over unders on mine.
I'm
and I was
sure.
Like, well, this is a quick chance to make some money, really.
Andrew, you talked a little bit about it, just knowing the significance and the historical relevance, especially for the Black community.
This has been a lot of fun.
It is.
This
is different. How have you navigated really thinking about how you want to attack this performance?
Well, you know, it was a partnership, actually. So Adam Blackstone did the music for it.
Yeah,
he's so amazing, you know. And so it's so funny, actually. Him and I called him. I feel like we need to pray before we put this together. He was like, all right, cool. And I was like, so let's do it. And so I've just navigated by, you know, like, just, I think, like you said, I you know, for me, it's reflective, contemplative, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? For me, a lot of things are worship. You know, I say that a lot, so I'm mm-hmm. redundant. But, and
it's
that's
a good redundant.
Thank you.
Yeah. Bears repeating.
I love Rubio.
Bears repeating, for sure.
But no, so that's kind of how I'm approaching it. You know what I mean? I'm sort of just, you know, and like she said, I want everybody to join in, mm-hmm. not just in the words, but also in the spirit of mm-hmm. the song. You know what I mean? So that's kind of just, just delivering the song in the words. You know, I don't want to do too much or too little, but I also don't want to overthink it. You know
right.
what I mean? Like, I want to be totally. Given to the moment, you know?
Yeah. You have to be true to yourself.
Yeah, you know.
It seems like, you know, inspiring and uplifting is like clearly what has made you you.
Right.
You know, especially with, you know,
apparently
the song like not Rise planned. Up.
Oh my God, Rise Up is an iconic song now.
That's what
Oops,
I'm saying.
My bad.
You had Rise Up, so now it feels like it's sort of like boom. Yeah. What does performing a song like Lift Every Voice, you sort of alluded to it, but what does it like really truly mean for you as for a stage anyways?
I think for me, the first thing that comes to mind is like a genesis, right? You know what I mean? At least for this period and this time. Not a genesis for the people who came before us. Like she said, she talked about honoring the people who fought and the people who actually lost their lives and who, you know, not to sing the song, to speak these words, to live their lives. You know, I think it's, we shouldn't lose sight of that, you know what I mean, as we, you know, move forward into the future. But it also feels like a genesis because it's really exciting. This song has only been sung 3 times at the Super Bowl. The first time by Alicia Keys, untelevised. Mm-hmm. Second time by the amazing, both of them amazing women, Sheryl Lee Ralph last year, who is also my birthday twin.
Oh.
Yeah, no, it's kind of funny, but yeah, so I think to be able to step into their shoes and to honor these women and honor the people who came before me is amazing, but it feels like a genesis in the sense that I really truly do look forward to a future when it's less of a conversation to sing the song. Mm-hmm. It just is a normal space where all of our kids, you know what I mean? It's very much a part of their pantheon of music. And when they go to a sporting event or, you know, to an award show or whatever, it's very normal for them to hear these words and to hear these different songs that represent a multitude of people, you know, because that's what we look like, you know what I mean?
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah, right.
So true.
Yeah. Representation is key.
Yeah. Always.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
What I love about the Super Bowl on this stage is that it is a celebration, of course, of the two teams that are on the field, but also a celebration of where culture and music and sports all come together. I mean, no better representation than Post right now in his Dallas Cowboys jacket and boots.
Stop playing.
Off camera, it was you and Post riffing off each other. Because you had some questions for Post about his fandom, too.
Yeah, I mean, I just want to know, like, you know, there's so many things, like, you're a Cowboys guy.
Mm-hmm. Through and through.
Through and through. You know, but like I know Travis Kelce and we've talked about it after Super Bowl.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, man, that Post Malone, you know, he got me and Pat tatted on him.
Wait, is that your Travis voice? Yeah, amazing. Yeah. It's so good. Spot on.
And so I was like couldn't let it slide. We were working out in Florida, whatever it is. I'm like, nope. Run that back.
Right.
So like you guys were playing what, beer pong or something like that?
We were
like
playing
that,
beer pong. I want this to be known. They're fine players on the beer pong table.
Sure.
Great guys.
Right.
Great guys.
Yeah.
Fine players. I did notice a couple elbow indiscretions.
Uh-huh.
But I am aware of my words. I don't know how he got there, but the tattoo artist was there.
Just there.
He was there sitting in the corner.
Coincidence. How convenient. How convenient.
And so I was like, if y'all beat me, I will get this tattoo. The Cowboys one is bigger.
Okay.
Wait, can we see it?
So Cowboys is where?
Cowboys is here.
On the heart?
Shoulder. Well, no, yeah. Two hearts, double hearts.
Aw, cute. And that
then,
one?
And then where's
it's right here.
Nice. Can we see
tiny.
It?
Yeah, sure.
Nice and tiny. Nice and Todd purpose.
I don't, might mess yeah, up the sound.
Yeah,
you can pull
it up. Yeah. Hold up. We'll get a shot of
that's
it.
That's all right.
We'll
got
get a shot of
no,
it.
I'm treating like Duke.
He's into it.
Don't take forever.
You take your time.
Well, I don't. Just want them to like let me in.
We'll do it later.
We'll do it later. We'll do it later. But we know it's there.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Amazing.
Yeah. So, you know, again, this is my follow-up question that I have to, because, again, Dallas Cowboys, I knew about the story with Travis and Pat. Uh-huh. And then, you know, you got my guy, Todd Graves, and
oh, he's
in
the
partner shot with Raising Cane's.
Yeah, man. So we have a whole
partnership with Raising Cane's. Mm. And then I have one follow-up for that. Anyways, I'm going to rally you to where you need to be.
Sure.
But, yeah, tell me about your partnership with Raising Cane's.
Ever since, I eat like I'm 12.
Same.
So.
Yeah.
I love Chickie Tendies.
Mm-hmm.
So naturally,
yeah.
I had Cane's playing. One time I was playing football. I played when I was a kid, and my mom said, "Let's try this new spot," and it was Cane's. And I have everybody know I was the first guy ever, not ever. I was the first guy ever.
Yeah.
First guy that I knew. And I started putting everybody on Cane's because everybody would go get Chick-fil-A before the game and all that stuff. And I was like, try this spot.
Yeah.
And so that's when it started. And then I met Todd at a festival.
Shout out.
And we're like, let's do, he's the best.
Great dude.
Almost cussed. And we just said, let's do something cool. So we've built two. We built one. I live in Utah.
Mm-hmm.
So we built one there. And then we built one in Dallas. And you drive through a big Cowboy star.
Mm.
And it,
by the way, the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders were there at the open.
Absolutely.
It was like a big, yeah, it, was cool.
It was
a big
It was thing. Awesome.
Right. Which, yeah. No. We're going to talk about this. Which Cowboys, you know, you have a phenomenal situation with Raising Cane's, but we know where Raising Cane's originated, right? So
oh, here we go.
Came from LSU, which is in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, right? Todd Graves. So I'm just thinking you have a huge affection for chicken strips,
okay.
Like, as we all do.
Naturally.
Chicken tendies.
But it starts in Louisiana, it seems like, which...
Yeah.
I feel like a natural progression would be, maybe we dish that blue and silver for
oh, wow.
Like,
me.
That was just.
Me.
No, not possible. It. Off the table.
Okay. No, I watch.
Okay.
I mean, my brother's a Saints fan.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
So.
Okay, we'll take that.
Take it? Right.
Yeah, we'll take
got it.
It.
Yeah, that's it. We'll just end it there. That's
like, I just want a little bit of love.
You should hear him cuss from his room.
Thank you all so much. Absolutely. For sitting down with us. This has been awesome. We can't wait to watch you hit the stage. It's going to be phenomenal. I already have chills. It's going to be great.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you. Can we get some chicken strips now?
Please. Sure. Now let's talk about it.
That's what it is. It's low-key lunchtime. So like.
Yeah. It is.
Love it.
It's time for liquid bread.
I want to thank Reba McEntire, Post Malone, and Andra Day for sitting and chatting with us today. Make sure you keep an eye out for them on Sunday.
In Huddle is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.